Now, Beis begins with the Mishnah, Besula Nisa Siyoma Raviv, Amana Yoma Chamishi. This is based on the idea of Takanas Ezra that you want a Besula to get married on Wednesday, because if he has a Tainas Besulim, we know the Batei Din used to sit on Mondays and Thursdays, and then he could run to Beis Din right away to report that she's not a Besula, and according to Rashi, it would be Ma'orer, the Beis Din, to try to look into the matter further, and perhaps they would find Edim to clarify the situation. Now, the Gemara starts off with a Kasha of what is the reason we say Besulin Nisus Yom Ravi, which is strange because the Gemara, the Mishnah just answered that question. We said because of Tainas Besulim. And then the Gemara further exacerbates the problem by giving a different answer. They say, they quote the Mishnah later on in the Masechta where they say that you do the Kiddushin and then 12 months later you do the Nisuin. So if the time has come and the 12 months are up and they have not yet gotten married, they haven't done the Nisuin, then the husband is still chayiv to support her, and even if he's a Kohen, she's even allowed to eat Truma. So we said, if that time comes on a Sunday, you would think he's chayav to support her also. No, kamash b'lan, besula nisus yom ravi, that he's not chayav to support her because he can put it off until at least that Wednesday. He's only chayav to support her from that Wednesday on. And the Gemara is very upset about this, and without getting into the Mara Davram business, the Gemara basically says, this is what we're trying to say. Why does a Besul get married on a Wednesday? It's because of Tainas Besulim. But why don't we also say that a Besul could get married on a Sunday because the Batei Din sit on Mondays and Thursdays? So the answer is, Shok du Chachamim al Takanas Benos Yisrael. Right? The Chachamim were very zealous to try to come up with good ways to make things better for the Jewish women, and they wanted that they should receive a proper wedding. So in those days, a proper wedding meant preparing for at least 3 days in advance. They didn't have refrigeration. Things would go bad over Shabbos, so they had to at least prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so they could have a proper wedding on Wednesday. And Sunday wouldn't be good for that, and therefore you can only get married on Wednesday. And then we said, based on that, if the 12 months are up before Wednesday, he's not chayav to support her until Wednesday. Now, based on this whole idea, the Gemara then entertains the possibility and says, Lefichach, therefore, chalahu oshachol sehi, oshapir sanida, enam ala mezamos. So if he gets sick, she gets sick, she becomes a nida, he doesn't have to support her until everybody gets better and they can have a normal, enjoyable wedding. Then the Gemara says, not everybody agrees that that is such a davar pashut, and they ask the question, let's say he gets sick, maybe then she can say to him, hey, that's your fault, it's your own, it's not mine. Then what if she gets sick? Maybe then she can't say it, or maybe she becomes a nida, then it's definitely on her. So then we said, well, it depends. Maybe if it's Vishas Vesta, she knew she was going to become a Nida at that time. She should have said something in advance. So we say, no, generally speaking, we're talking only about a case of Shalom Vishas Vesta, because maybe then she could say, hey, not every woman has a Vestas Kavua that they all see down at the exact same day every time. So therefore, you had to expect that this could have happened as well, and it's on you. You have to support me anyway. So this was a Machlokas. Rabbi Choy Paskins, that based on the lashon of the Mishnah, Higiyas man velo nisu, ochlos mishrulov ochlos betruma, that sounds like it's her responsibility, it's her fault that they didn't get married, and it's obviously not that she ran away, it's that she had some kind of an onus, like she got sick or she became a nida, and yet we still see that the lashon of the Mishnah is that he has to support her. And Rav Ashi disagrees. He says lo nisu is not mashma, just because the reisha of the Mishnah was talking about we give the besula 12 months, so the sefer is also saying, and if the besula is not ready to get married after the 12 months, so you can't be medayik one way or the other in terms of that. And you could still argue that if it's her own ace, then he doesn't have to support her. Next, the Gemara discusses the sugi of onis begitin, because Rava says, "Ulinyan gitin ain't okay." This is not the halacha when it comes to gitin, meaning that if the guy gives a get al tanai and then some type of an onus prevents him from fulfilling the tanai, and then we still say the get goes through as if he purposely didn't fulfill the tanai. And we give a number of possible sources for where Rava gets this from. So we say maybe it's Hareza Gitich Imati, this will be a get if I die, and then some onus prevents him. If he dies, it's not a good get, but maybe any other onus, it would be a good get. And we reject all of these ideas because of the idea of Ein Get Lachar Misa. We say maybe that's what it's trying to teach us. And then we also bring in a different idea of the minority opinion of Rabbi Yossi called Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav, which means that since there is a date written into the get, it's as if every single get is limafreya, takes effect retroactively. So we brought in that idea as well as an important concept in this sugya. And then we brought in a third concept in the sugya of ones d'shchiach. And we wanted to say that even if you hold that a normal ones would be taken into consideration, certainly a very common ones, like traffic, or in this case of the actual Gemara of Shmuel, where the ferry was just on the other side and it prevented him from showing up, that is called an ones d'shchiach, and therefore it's not considered an ones for these purposes at all.